Yeah, we're holding the Aflamet Ches. We're holding. Okay, the last Gemara was Aflamet Ches that we passed in Halacha Boishio. Then Omar Shmuel Shor Shopitum is a Reyu Karagle Kolodum. Or Shor Shopitum means that somebody that fattens up the animals. Because his job is to take an animal and he fattens it up and then he sells it. And he sells it to anybody, not only people from the city, anybody. Therefore, even though he first gives it away on Yom Tif, it's Karagli Kolodim. Whoever gets it, whoever like receives it on Yom Tif, we consider like you had in mind to give it to him from before Yom Tif. And therefore, it's Kainish Shris and his Rishus, that person could take the animal as far as he can go. What about Shor Shoroya? If you have an animal that belongs to a shepherd. So Rashi said the difference is Shoroya, Rashi says the third line, the big lines, Shoroya Odom Shemagadu Beim Shaloi, Uparim Shemoichum Hem Lishchenevu Makirov. You raise your own animals, but sometimes you sell it to your neighbors, to your friends. So you only sell it, give it away to people from this city. From somebody, a stranger, you don't give it away to. So therefore, it says, Hareyu Karagli Oisoyir. Anybody in the city, if they take it on Yom Tif, they have a right to take it and go wherever they can go. Because again, it's considered like this, Aroya, he gives away the animals. So even though we first gave it away on Yom Tif, it's considered as if he gave it away, he had das to give it away before Yom Tif. You can take it wherever you can go. However, if a new person from a different city comes here, you didn't have das to give it to such a person, the person is not kind of shvisa, so he can't take the animal where he can go, only to where people from this city can go. Then the Mishnah said, Hashoyo kli mechavero merav yomtif. If you borrow, let's say, a chair from your friend on erav yomtif, so at the beginning of yomtif, where was it? It was in your rishus. So we say, you can take it as far as you can go. So where it says, pshita, like of course, why not? Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, you already borrowed it, it's in your Rishus now, so of course you could take it wherever you can go. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush of a Mishnah is, Shaloi Mosru Loi Ela B'Yom Tov. Even though you went to your friend to borrow the chair Erev Yom Tov, you told him you need chairs tomorrow, but Lamais, you didn't receive it, you didn't get it until Yom Tov itself. So therefore, Mal Detaim, I would have thought to say, La B'Rishus Say Ukme. It's not in your Rishus now. You did not get it at the beginning of Yom Tov. At the beginning of Yom Tov, it was still by the owner's Rishus. He first gave it over to you on Yom Tov itself. So therefore, maybe it's Kone Shvisa by the first Bailim, and not by the person that borrows it that gets it first on Yom Tov. Kamash Mula, no. Kamash Mula, is not like that. That since you asked for it before Yom Tov, and the person said, yes, I'll give it to you, so that person also had in mind to give it to you, so he said, the Shvisa, where can the chair be taken to? Where you are. Wherever you can go, that's as far as the chair can go. Because we look as if the chair was given over to you already before Yom Tov. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Mor says, Messiah Leila Rav Yechanan. This is a Rai then to Rav Yechanan. The Yomer Rav Yechanan said, Ha'asho yokli mechaveiro me'er of Yom Tov. If somebody borrows a chair, you borrow a kli from your friend on Erev Yom Tov, is afal pishla nitnu loy, ela b'Yom Tov, even though he first gives it to you on Yom Tov, you asked for it every Yom Tov. He said, yes, I'll give it to you. Lamaisi didn't give it to you until Yom Tov in the morning. Still, harehu karag le hashoyel. You should know the person that's borrowing it, even though you first get it in the morning, Yom Tov in the morning, you're allowed to take it as far as you can go. Because we consider, since the person said, I'll give it to you, he made up his mind erev Yom Tov to give it to you, it's as if it's by you already at the beginning of Yom Tov, and as far as you can walk, that's as far as you can take this kelim. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Then the Mishnah says, what about the Yom Tov? Karagle Hamashal. Let's say you first go to your friend on Yom Tov itself to say, I want to borrow a chair. Now, how far can you take this chair? As far as the owner, the Masha, the one that's lending it to you, as far as he can go. Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was by him, it was in his Rishus. He didn't have in mind then to give it to you. So therefore, the chair could only be taken as far as the owner, the Mashal, could go. So again, the Gemara said, treat, of course, like why not? At the beginning of Yom Tov, it was in your possession. You didn't know you can give it over to somebody. He didn't ask for it yet. He first came to you on Yom Tov in the morning to say, please lend me this chair. So pshita, that it's still by the owner's rishus. So Gemara says, lo tzricha derogil v'shomene. We're talking about Reuven now is going to his friend. That he always goes to his friend Shimon to borrow kelim from him. True, he didn't go erev Yom Tov. He first went Yom Tov in the morning. But Reuven is always used to going and borrowing things from his friend Shimon. So now the time I would have thought to say, Perishur say, Kamukim lay, like since Shimon knows that Reuven may come and borrow something, so I have in mind before Yom Tov to let it be in Reuven's Rishus, that when Reuven comes on Yom Tov, he should be allowed to take these kalim as far as he could walk. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is not like that. That Meimar Rama, you know what Shimon may say to himself? That Dilma Mishkach in the Shachrina. Maybe today for Reuven, my friend Reuven today found somebody else to go to. The Yazel B'Shoyman, and he went to borrow for somebody else. Like, I know my friend Reuven doesn't have enough chairs. He always comes to me to ask for a chair. But Punkt, he didn't come Erev Yom Tov. So maybe his friend Shimon would think, I don't have in mind to really give it to Reuven, the chair should be in his Rishus, because maybe my friend Reuven will find somebody else to borrow a chair from. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. That since Reuven did not go and ask for the chair Erev Yom Tov, so therefore even though his friend Shimon knows that a lot of times he comes to ask for it, but since he didn't ask before Yom Tov, Shimon doesn't have in mind like to give it over to Reuven before Yom Tov. So therefore we say at the beginning of Yom Tov it was still in Shimon's Rishus. And therefore when Reuven first takes it now on Yom Tov, Reuven Taka could only take it as far as Shimon could go. Now the Mishnah says at the end of the Mishnah that if one lady is baking a cake and she doesn't have enough ingredients, so she goes to a friend, her neighbor, to borrow some ingredients, so we say now the cake is from both of them, and therefore this cake can only be taken on Yom Tov as far as both of them have a right to walk. And the Mishnah even said even salt and even water also. She borrowed some spices, some water and some salt from a friend. So all these three things make it that now the cake belongs to both of them, and the cake could only be taken as far as both of them could go. So Gemara says, Ki solek Rabbi Abba. When Rabbi Abba was going to go, when he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, his Omer, he said like this, he made a tefillah to say, Ye Rava di Eima Milsa Titiskabel. Like he asked HaKadosh Baruch, like, please, let me say something today, like in Eretz Yisrael, that people will accept it. In other words, he was afraid, maybe you'll say something, they'll make fun of me. So he made a tefillah first, Eber should please make it that people will accept what I'm saying. So Gemara says, the Maisa was Chisolik. When Itaka went up there, Ash Bichela Rabbi Yechanan, Itaka met Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zera. These are the people that Rabbi Abba met. The Yamrilah, some say, was Rabbi Avuha, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha. These are the people that he met. The Yas V'Yukarmi. Now these Tamil Chavim were sitting down and saying, Amai, like they were asking a question on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if you're making the dough and you don't have enough salt, you don't have enough water, you go to your friend to borrow some water, to borrow some salt, so now the cake is made up from two people. It's made up from my flour and from your water. Therefore, this cake cannot be taken further than both of us could go. So they had a question, Amai, why is Allah like that? Why don't we say this little bit of water that you put into the dough, or this little bit of salt that you put into the dough, should be bottle. It should be bottle of Gabi Isa. Like the main thing is the dough. The water you don't see anymore. The salt you don't see anymore. So why is Allah now that the Isha that owns the dough can't take the dough as far as she could walk? She could only take it as far as a friend could also walk. Forget about a friend. Even though a friend gave you the water and the salt, but since that should be bottle, it's not choshev in the dough. So why isn't the bottle? It should only go after the owner of the flour. That should be where the cake could go. It should be totally in her, not in the friend. So that's where they had a question. So Rabbi Abba heard this question. Omulu Rabbi Abba wanted to answer the question. He said like this. Omulu Rabbi Abba, I'll give you an example. What's going to be if Reuven owns a lot of wheat, and his one cob, like 1 pound of wheat, fell into his neighbor's 10 pounds of wheat? Fell in. Is Yoichel Alois, you want to tell me now that his friend has the right to eat up all these 11 pounds now? Yoichel Alois v'chodi. He could eat up all these 11 pounds and be happy about it. In other words, it's like Zayla. Like, even though one person has 10 pounds of flour, and the other person only has 1 pound, and now his 1 pound fell into your 10 pounds, Shlomaitz, and now you have 11 pounds of flour here. So it doesn't give you a right to eat all these 11 pounds, because Shlomaitz, the 1 pound is still mine, like he can't steal from me. So he meant to say here also, true, one Isha owns the flour, that's the flour, that's the main part of the dough. But the other lady gave her water, gave her salt. Shlomaitz, the salt and the water is in this dough. So this dough now, like his owns partly her. So how could you say it should be bottle? She owns it, it's hers. Why should it be bottle? So therefore, Hilchos Tchumim should also. This dough should not be let it go further than both of them could go. In other words, there's no bit of right here. Because the Meister, she owns it. She still owns the water. I let you use my water. But Lamaisa, this is the water that at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend. So at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was her water, it was her salt. How far could this water go now on Yom Tov? Only as far as she could walk. So now that she gave you her water and you put it into your dough, it's the same thing. The water in the dough can't go further than the owner of the water could go. So what do you mean? It's but the bread, it's still there. So that's what Rabbi Abba wanted to answer. On this, the Gemara says, Achicho Alei. They laughed at him. Because even though Rabbi Abba made a tefillah that happened to Hashem, they should not laugh at him. He should say something they should accept. It didn't help his tefillah. They still laughed at him. Omalu, so Rabbi Abba told them, Gulisaychu Shakli, did I take away your coat? Like, how come you're laughing at me? Rashi, Mabushchem Lakachti Shatim Eschachim Alai. Did I take away your clothing that you're laughing at me? And what are you laughing at me for? So what happened was, Hodrachicholai, they laughed at him in Nochemol, they laughed at him Vaita, they kept on laughing at him. No, kids, it's a kasha, how can they laughed at him talk, even though they said something that they didn't agree with him? In other words, they hold his teretz not a good teretz. They hold the kasha was a good kasha. They held that still that water should be bottled brave, should be bottled here. So they didn't like his answer to say it's not bottled. Since they didn't like it, they laughed at him. Of course, still a kasha like you. Because somebody says something you don't like, you don't go to laugh at him. So that goes out the Chassam Sofer has the kasha. He has a answer of pshat here. I think it was something to do with the fact that the Baba, you see at the beginning, made a tefillah. He didn't stand stage to say something that's emes. He made a tefillah that should accept what I'm saying. He cared what people said about it. That's what he cared about. But since midi connected midi, since all you cared was what people said about you, well, you got it back that they take a lift at you. If you would have davened like that, I should say emes, like Hashem shouldn't mind, that would have been better. But just to say that other people shouldn't mind, so you got it back to start to lift at him. Alright, but the kids said the left, they didn't like his answer. Omar Rav Asher said, Shafir over the Achichole. You should know Rabab, it's very good. They laughed at you, they had a right to laugh at you. In other words, your answer is not a good answer. My Shino, how come Chitim Besarim Deloy Komalu? Your example that you answered back, you said, if somebody has a pound of wheat and falls into his friend's 10 pounds of wheat, like it's not bottle. So Rabbi Shia said, how come you didn't give a different example? Why didn't you give an example of my 1 pound of wheat fell into your 10 pounds of barley? How come you didn't say min b'shein minei? Heis ma'ishino chitim b'sarim d'loy kamalu. How come you didn't say the example of wheat would fall into your friend's barley? Tehevilu min b'shein minei. That would be a min of wheat to fall into a min of barley. It's two different minim. It's min b'shein minei. Or min b'shein minei bottle. That for sure you're also asking that the locher is min u'shein minei's bottle. So like there you wouldn't ask any questions. There you would agree to that question that the chitim should be bottled in barley. But you're only asked that here it should look like it's wheat and wheat. So Rabbi Shia said, no, chitim b'chitim nami. Even wheat and wheat is also bottled. Nehi de la Rabbi Yehuda lay bottled, true. According to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, he holds min b'minu is not bottled. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But la halach is la rabbonin. According to the Rabbonin Shita, mevato bottle. The Rabbonin say even min b'min is also bottle. Even wheat and wheat is also bottle. All you have min b'min is bottle. If you have a meat that's treif, falls into other meat that's kosher, that's called min b'min, they're both a type of a meat. You don't know which. You have three steaks here. One steak is treif and the other two are kosher. They fall together. You don't know what's what. The locher is chad b'treif is bottle midraisim. So it is bottle. According to the Rabbonin, even though it's min b'minoi, according to the Rabbonin, we owe the loch, it is bottle. So here also, even wheat that falls into wheat, according to the Rabbonin, it is bottle. So what did you answer back? Wheat and wheat is not bottle? No, wheat and wheat is also bottle. So therefore, they asked a good question on the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say this dough now can't go further than the Isha that owns the water? When the water went into the dough, the water should become bottle. So they asked a good question. Omalei Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said back to Moshe like this. Moshe, like a lashon of a shvuah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, Shafa Kamrit, are you saying good now? Are you, Rav Moshe, saying a good taina right now? Rashi says, Shafa Kamrit, but to me, like a question, Kleimar, Amai Kamoidis Lo Bechucha, why do you agree with the laughing that they laughed, Ule Akshuya Masnitsin? In other words, you're agreeing to the question they asked on the Mishnah, and you're saying, Taka, true, it's a good question. Why do you agree to that question? Didn't you hear what Rabbi Chiya from Kutusvoi said over Mishmei the Rav? That he said over the name of Rav like this, that Haboy Rer Tsuroiris. Migroinoi Shochaveroi, if you go down to your friend's gur in his silo in his storehouse of wheat. He has a lot of wheat there. Everybody knows sometimes in the warehouse there's some pebbles in the wheat also. So if you go down to your friend and do him a favor and pick out all the pebbles out of their wheat, you should know Chayiv Shalom Loi Demechitim. You are master him now, and you have to pay him back how much, like say took out a pound worth of the pebbles, you have to pay him back for a pound worth of chitim of wheat. Because the Maisa, when you have the pebbles inside the wheat, you sell the wheat with the pebbles. It's a normal thing. Nobody goes to check out the wheat before they sell it. So Mela, if I would have sold it the way it is, I would have had 100 pounds of wheat there. Now because you took out 10 pounds of pebbles, I only have 90 pounds of wheat. So you were mastering me 10 pounds worth of wheat. If you wouldn't have taken out the pebbles, I could have sold 100 pounds of wheat. And it wouldn't be gzela. Because everybody knows that's the way you buy wheat. You buy wheat with pebbles inside it also. Such flour with amas to wheat. So now that you went down and took out the pebbles, you chayiv. Is haburit sroris migrenish shachaveri chayiv the shalom le demechitim. Alma, what do you say? Kilo chasre. It's called you are mastered, you lost, you took away something from him. Even those pebbles by itself are worth nothing. They're not worth 2 cents, the pebbles. Because what you took out of his pile is not worth 2 pennies. Still, you have to pay him $10. What do you have to pay him back $10 for? Because the Maisa, what he has is his value. You kilo chasre, you ruined something of his. So hochinam here also tell you kilo chasre. You have something of mine here. In other words, the Isha Lamaisa gave away her water. Her water she doesn't have anymore. True, you want to say my water, you can't see the water anymore now. It went into the dough. It became part of the dough. It's boto ahilchas iser. But Lamaisa, my water is there. The Maisa, you saved yourself money, you don't have to buy water, you used my water. So since my water is there, my water, in Hilchas Yisur, maybe it's Botum, but in Hilchas Mumnis, though, it still belongs to me. Since it still belongs to me, that's Pshan the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says that if one neighbor gives the water, you have to know the water now is a part of this dough, and this dough cannot be taken further than the Bailam of the water also. The Rashi says, nobody cleans out the wheat. And the ma, when you buy wheat, you buy it with the pebbles. So by you taking out the 10 pounds of pebbles, you ruined me, you lost me 10 pounds of wheat. Alma, what do we see? Kilo chasre. Since at the beginning I had 100 pounds of wheat, and now we only have 90 pounds of wheat, you have to pay me for what's missing. The Afagav Lemidishov, even though these 10 pounds of pebbles are not worth a penny. The Kol Shrei Mayim Melech, for sure, now Mishnah, where one Isha has the flour, true. But she doesn't have water. Now her neighbor comes and gives her the water and the salt. The Leibatli Bemutayil, the Midi the Taimil, like here for sure it's a Svar Rashi saying. Water and salt gives a taste into the dough, it makes no dough. So for sure it should not be bottom. Mishrim Chiyuba de Mamayna, Leibatli Bemutayil. And for sure, as the chiyuv moment, in other words, you took something of mine, lemaisa, you have my water there, you have my salt there, cost money, cost 5 cents, cost 10 cents. But lemaisa, my salt and my 10 cents of water is in your dough. So you can't say my water is not here at all. Like you a chosra, you have my money there. So lemaisa, it's called to have something by you. So since I have something by you, my water is not bottled, it's not like it's not there at all. The water is inside the dough. And since the water at the beginning of Yom Tov belonged to your friend, and the water then was kind of shvisa by your friend, so the water could only go as far as your friend could go, therefore now this dough could only go as far as both of you can go. But Lamais, not both the bride, because Lamais, there's something there, the water is doing something. First of all, Rashi says, Momin, yes, your value is there. And secondly, it's nice in time, it's the time of the water and the salt makes good taste here in the dough. Omalay Abaya said back like this. Don't you understand there's a difference between Momin Shiesh Loi Toivin, Le Momin Shein Loi Toivin? Momin Shiesh Loi Toivin means money that somebody comes to ask for it. There's an owner to it. Toivin means somebody comes to say, I want my money back. He's collecting his money. So in the case where somebody's collecting his money, it has one halacha. To a place where nobody's collecting his money, it's a different halacha. Hirashi says, Loi Shani Loi. Now Mishnah, I tell you, it's Momin Shein Loi Toivin Hayoim. Nobody's coming back to collect his money today on Yom Tov. Who the Yeshatinu Nalei Adli Achi Yom Tov. I borrowed you my water today. I borrowed you my salt today. I don't expect to get it back today. You don't have to pay it back to me today. You'll pay it back to me after Yom Tov. So today on Yom Tov, now that I gave you the water is nobody collecting the water anymore. The water now is yours, so it's part of you. V'yein lo b'yisa zu el yisa shvisa. Mishum amay namur bo. V'chivan dem yuta berubahu. Omam ishe lo toivimu. L'chosh v'mayin levatel. In other words, this, the money of the water, your friend is not going to come and ask for you today. Yom Tov, she says, I'm giving it to you today. You keep it, do what you want. Tomorrow I'll get you, give me back different water. But today this water is yours. So my to the water, nobody's coming to collect to say, you have my water, I want my water back. So now, is the water in the dough? You want to say, Lamaisa, as far as the mumness goes, the money tracker, you have your money in the dough. But since you're not asking back for the money today, we don't look at you as the owner of the money, as the owner of the water. Just the question is, where is the water? Is the water still in the dough or not? That's the regular lach of bitter brave. There's such a thing that mim b'sheminu is bottle. You have water in the dough, and most of it is dough. The water you can't even see anymore. That should be a cloud. It should be bottle brave. That's why Gabbai asked back, like, the question is still a good question they ask. True, when somebody owns his money, like by the chitim, you like stole from me 10 pounds worth of wheat, and I want it back from you. So Avadi, you have to give it back to me. But here right now, I give you my water, I say, you keep it today, I'm not asking it back for today. So today, the water doesn't belong to me like now, it's yours now. I'm not going to ask back for this water anymore today. So we just have to ask, is there water in the dough or not? So that's a look, a bit of brave. You don't see the water. It should be like it's not there anymore. So now the question they asked before is good on our Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the dough can't go further? Then both of them know. It should only be up to the one that owns the flour. Because that's the main thing that's here. So water really should be bottled, brave. Ah, you said about money. Here, since nobody's asking for the money back today, that's called mamish, shein le'tovim. So why it should be bottled? Omalei,
so Rav Safra said back to Abaya. Vilataime, according to your reasoning, that bit of brave is totally in ownership. That Rav Chisda said that nevela is betela b'shchuta, or nevela could be really bottle b'shchuta.
It's going according to Rav Yehuda Shita that Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina usually is not bottle. If you have two pieces of meat here, three pieces of meat, one is kosher and one is treif, but since they're both the type of a meat, Rav Yehuda holds min b'mina is not bottle. That's his shita. But they make a chiluk though. Sometimes even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that min b'mina is bottle. In other words, it's not really considered the same type of a min. What does that mean? Like this, Chizda says nevela betela b'shchuta. If you have a basar nevela, it falls into 10 pieces of meat. That's a shchuta. That's kosher. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to eat all 11 pieces now. The nevela is bottle b'shchuta. Why? Lefi sheyefsha l'shchuta shetiyas nevela. Because the shchuta can never become into a nevela. In other words, a nevela is like this. When an animal dies without a shchita, it's called a nevela. A nevela is luchas tumah. There's tumas nevela. If you touch it, you carry it, it's matamiyu. That's the nevela. What about a shchuta? Once you shechted the animal now, you're allowed to eat, and it doesn't have anything tumah. Our animals that we eat, there's not makabot, it's not tumah. There's no tumah, it doesn't have tumah. Could it become treif now? No, can't become treif anymore. Once it's kosher. Could it have tumas nevela now? No, it can't get tumas nevela anymore. So it comes out the nevela, there's one piece of nevela here. It's falling into 3 pieces of shchuta dik meat. Now, if the shchuta dik meat, the shchuta dik meat, can never change over and be light in the nevela, that's called bishchuta. That's like you have 2 different pieces here. You have a piece of nevela that's treif, that's also that's tuma, falling into a piece of meat, the shchuta, kosher. So therefore, the shchuta, which is ein aminoi, could be part of the nevela. So if one piece of nevela falls into 10 pieces, shchuta, the fish yeshem shchuta shdiyas nevela, because the shchuta, the heta, the roiv that wants to be mevatel can't change over to the yisa. She shchuta ein abet. Yeah, my second the other way. What about a shchuta ein abetel of a nevela? Let's say the opposite way. You have one piece of meat that's shchuta. It falls in now to 3 pieces of meat in the vela. And they all get mixed up. So my sepshit, you're not allowed to eat any of them. Because you don't know which one's in the vela. So what's the nafkumin? He says though that the shchuta now does not become in the vela. The nafkumin is, would you get malchus feeding it? If you'd say now that the shchuta is bottled in the 3 of the nevela, so the shchuta now like turns over to be in the vela also. Therefore, any piece of meat you eat now, a kazayat of the meat, you would get malchus. Because the nevela, the shchuta is also bottled to the nevela. Zari says, no, nothing doing. The shchuta, the hetetik, the meat, does not change over to get the same din of the nevela.
It's not bottled in the nevela. Therefore, if you eat a kezayis of this meat, you will not get malchus. Because we have a suffix, which kezayis did you eat? Did you eat the kezayis of the nevela? Or did you eat the kezayis of the shruta? Therefore, malchus you wouldn't get. Now, why is it not bottled? Lefi she'esher le'nevela she'teyas ha'shruta. Because the nevelas, they could change over to be like the shruta. In other words, an animal that died without a shchita, right now it's a nevela. Right now it has tumor on it. Right now it has nisr on it. But there's a way that that nevela could become heter. How can it be nevela? When it becomes saruach, when it becomes spoiled so much that you can't eat it anymore. Once it's any royal achilas ger, when a person can't eat it anymore, becomes so spoiled that a person can't eat it, then the yisr is paka, the yisr goes off it. Then tumor goes off it, the yisr goes off it. So the mind said, this piece of meat that's nevela, it's possible that at a time, it will have the same din like a shruta. It's possible to change over to be like a shruta. So since the nevela could have the same din like the shruta, that's called min b'minoy, that's not bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Chisda says. So you see according to Rabbi Chisda, that min b'minoy here is not bottle according to Rabbi Yehuda in this case. So Gemara says, hochinam here also. The chayis lay bailim lay bottle. That when they have bailim, also it's not bottle by us. Yes, yeah, so we're bringing around here the evil current of Yehudi Shita that holds min b'min is bottle. That's only when the two things, min b'min is not bottle. That's only when the two things could look like one. They could both come like one. But over here, you see when the shruta can't become a nevela, it looks like two separate things. Then the loch it would be bottle according to Yehuda. So when one isha gave over water to the other one, she really is her water. So when they have bailim, it should not be bottle. In other words, your first svar was that wherever you have ownership, bailim, that's when it's not bottle. By mom and shein le'toivim, then it could be bottle. So Gemara says it's not totally in bailim. Maybe you want to tell me that it is totally in bailim. You have to own it. That's what makes it not bottle. But Tanya, we learn not like that. That it's not totally in ownership. That Omer Rabbi Yechon and Benuri, that cheftzei hefke koinim shvisim. You should know chefse hefka. Things that don't belong to anybody, it's hefker. On Yom Tov, on Shabbos, it's koinish shvisa. That means afal pi shein lo bailim. Even though there's no ownership here, nobody owns it, it's hefker. Still, the locker is koinish shvisa. That you're not allowed to take it outside the tchum. So what do you have to say? Doimim kimi sheish lem bailim. Doimim kimi sheish lem bailim. There it looks as if it has bailim. Yeah. So you want to know, the question was, when somebody owns something, a bailim makes a difference here. So since when you have an owner, it shouldn't be bottle. Now we're saying no. You see, even if you don't have an owner, if there's no bailim, still it's koinish shvisa. So whether you have a bailim or you don't have a bailim, shouldn't make a difference. So therefore, since it shouldn't make a difference, it should also be bottle brayv. So the question was still a good question. How come in the Mishnah, how come the water and the salt is not bottle brayv to the flour? You wanted to say, since there's an owner involved, the owner makes the difference. But now we see, according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Uri, even without an owner, cheftzei hefker, things that belong to hefker is also koinish shvisa. Afal pi shein lem bailim. Is doimim kimi sheish lem bailim, as if it has bailim.
So therefore it's good in the Mishnah why it's not bottle. Hey, since, like we said before, your only question was, because it's mamin shein lem bailim. But now it's saying, even though it's shein lem bailim, it's as if it has bailim. That's the reason why it's not bottle in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omalei, that Abaye is a batter of Safra. No, it's still not good, the Mishnah. Miko madmes Yisur lemamoyna. How could you learn out Isser from Momin? Isser takir is bottle. If takir is true, it should be bottle. But memoyna lay bottle, you should know Momin is not bottle. So true, now is that you brought a Rai before, you're saying by money. That if somebody owns a chitim, or if somebody takes away the pebbles, he has to pay back for it. As far as the money goes, you have to pay. But the Chur, here it's an Issadik in the Halacha. Here it's a Shal Negev Tichumim. How far are you allowed to walk on Yom Tif? So this is an Issadik Halacha. Negev Tissatak, it should be Bota Barev. So we're still back to the Kash. How come in the Mishnah, the water or the salt is not Bota Barev? So in this, the Gemara finally comes off a time of my, what's the real reason why it's not bottled in the Mishnah? So Abayom, Abayi says, it's Taka Gzeira. Shematas Issa Beshutvis. All right, turn over. All right, turn over.